Geico's motorcycle expertise gives me the coverage I need, like 24/7 claims. I'm on cloud nine.
Disclaimer, clouds are wholly unable to support the weight of an adult human.
What's happening?
Furthermore, clouds are not numbered. Even if you procured a jetpack and searched, you'd find no cloud number nine. However, at that altitude, you'd likely befriend a flock of migrating snow geese.
Geese?
Who'd encourage you to leave your 24/7 Geico motorcycle claims insurance behind, as they would take you in and even share their dinner of crickets and clovers with you.
Ew.
Geico assumes no liability for any indigestion that may occur from a clover cricket dinner. Geico, expertise for your motorcycle.
It starts with the loneliest drummer in the world.
That's right.
You know, and the band just saunters in.
That's right.
Piece by piece.
Yeah.
And the song gets there, gets big, but it starts way, way back, stripped down.
You have to like lean into this song.
Yeah.
Because they're playing it and you're like, what's that? What's that, Paul Langlois? I don't quite hear you. And then you're like, oh, and Gord, you're in there? And
yeah.
And he is, and he's got his little shaker at this point.
Yeah.
And which is new,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know, where he's starting to do things on stage other than just be the most hellacious, amazing front man
right.
ever.
Right.
He starts with this, it was an egg shaker, I mm-hmm. think, and then it went into a banana shaker.
Right.
And then he started playing the guitar, and right. we'll talk about that probably the next record.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, yeah, Springtime in Vienna. We live to survive our paradoxes. What is this song saying to you?
Well, I mean, again, this is such a huge period of change for me. You know, as you're ending your teens, becoming a 20-something person, yeah. which is such a weird fucking thing to go through.
Yeah.
And my high school experience was both amazing and horrible, you know? And I couldn't wait to be fucking done and out, and not like in a here I go, but it was just like, get me away from this. Like there's been too much mess, you know, and I was excited to not live at home anymore. So that was great. So the idea of living to survive anything, particularly our paradoxes, was such a optimistic, great sigh of sadness. Like I wanted to be optimistic, but in like a really negative way, you know.
Yes.
So this was perfect.
That's great.
Yeah, it just this was the tone. This was the thing. This is like if Day for Night is the psychedelic adventure exploration, like this is the Hangover and it's glorious. You know, yeah. Like it's like the redness is almost the sun rising on your, you know, sleep deprived eyes. It's maybe that's the trouble at the hen house, that it's, you know, the night at the end of the Day for Night was far too long. And here's the end of it. Yeah. This song creeps in with, so that's where I am with this. That's what this is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Rumors are that this is Gord's favorite song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And this does strike me as, you know, once we, I think we'll probably do a record covering the Gord records, right? We'll probably do an episode covering
yes, we have to.
Yeah, okay,
I mean, it'll come for a couple of years. I think maybe we'll either, I don't know.
But
we,
this,
we can do what we want, man.
Yeah,
but we might pair them with the, they're not at the same time as a Hip album, are they?
I think so.
Year in between, something like that. We'll get to them.
We should just do a Gord episode with just his records. Probably. Maybe we don't do track for track, but yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us what you want. Just tell us.
What do you want?
What do you want?
How do you think it should go?
People. I mean, we can do it chronologically, but what I was going to say is if you listen to this song, if you take it away from the rest of the record, it does sound really different from anything this band has done thus far.
Yeah.
Like really different. And it feels a bit more Gordani-y. I don't know whether, you know, the band put it together and they, and he loved it or whether he was more instrumental in helping put it together. I know that the title apparently comes from when they were recording Up to Here in Memphis, and they were walking in Memphis, and Paul Langlois overheard a German couple say that Memphis felt like springtime in Vienna.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And they thought that that was a really funny phrase. So they used that as the title for this.
Interesting. Yeah. There's a lot of, well, there's so much darkness in this too.
Oh God. Yeah.
You know, and just the blues are still required. I see that a lot. I wonder what's required for what? And which blues? What do you mean?
Well, like, and are those the instructions that he's talking about?
Yeah,
the instructions from the manual
couldn't
have been more clear. The blues are still required.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know whether those are meant to be taken together or... And then even Territorial Piss Post, is that like a subtle Nirvana reference?
Yeah, I wondered the same thing because it's not the only...
Yes.
Reference to that on this album. I don't know. It's a mysterious song, and I feel like as much as Gift Shop is the swinging in statement of this isn't Day for Night, and then this is the statement of like, and this is this album.
That's right.
You know?
So it's almost like the epilogue, and this is the forward.
Yes.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah. Chapter one.
If this is a book, you see what we're doing here, people?
Thanks for listening to the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown. To email us, send an email to tthtop40@gmail.com. We're social. Find us on all the socials at tthtop40.
Podcasts and such.
Geico's motorcycle expertise means I'm covered by people who know bikes like I do. I'm happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, no conclusive scientific research has shown clams can experience happiness.
I just meant that I feel really good about my coverage.
I mean, even if you took the clam out for the best day ever, visiting the zoo, taking a scenic ride, knowing you're insured by specialists, and sharing a strawberry ice cream cone together, the clam would not feel happy, and your strawberry cone would taste sort of clammy.
Ew.
Geico's motorcycle specialists who know bikes like you do assume no liability for clammy ice cream cones. Geico, expertise for your motorcycle.